For those who don't know my story, when I was 12 years old, I was diagnosed with Tourette's and I was on medication for almost 10 years. When I was 21, I learned something called The Secret and I came off the medication overnight against everyone telling me to stay on it, and I had a spiritual awakening. I meditated for 3 weeks straight and my Tourette's disappeared, and I created the podcast to simply preach about everything that most people have in their head but no one ever speaks about, which is what the twitching was. It was too many thoughts inside my head, and now I have a platform where I can speak to people and they can get out what's in their head. So if I could ask and ask a favour from all my listeners, upon looking at my stats recently, it has occurred that out of a very humbling 730,000 downloads since I created the podcast back in 2019, that only 10% of you that listen have actually followed and subscribed to the podcast. If I could ask a massive favour from you all that listen, if you wouldn't mind just hitting that follow and subscribe button, it would mean more than you can imagine, and it really does help the show grow and help reach more people in more ways than you and I can even imagine. The bigger the podcast gets, the bigger the guests get. And my aim is to grow the show big enough that I can reach out to amazing people like Russell Brand, Joe Dispenza, Lewis Howes, Grant Cardone, Joe Rogan, and have deep, intimate and vulnerable one-to-one conversations with them. I want to speak to the human side of people to show we are all the same when you get to the core, regardless of how much money or fame you have.
But again, like I mentioned before, I'm excited for whoever's going to fill that space, because the only thing that we're really limited by is there's only 7 days in the week, or, you know, however many hours. And I mean, that's the only, so even for that, like, I'm like, I want to be able to spend my time with people and not be limited by, I only have 7 days in the week, you know, to where it's like, I'll have to, like, I can't spend more than one day with you. Like, I really, as I evolve and my desires continue to manifest, for me, I'm excited to be able to not be limited by the amount of time. So where it's like, I use the analogy of, like, I always used to love, like, my dad's birthday parties when growing up as a kid, and he still does this now, to where it was just like an open house, like, all day. And any family, any friends, it's like, you know, we're going to be having a barbecue, we're going to be hanging out, we're going to be partying all day long. If you have time, stop by. You know, come by whenever. Stay all day if you want, or stay for an hour, but come by if you can. Like, I always loved that, because it would be like a full day of just love and appreciation, everybody just enjoying life. And so I kind of look at myself as I'm evolving as that. It's like, I'm just think, when you think of me, just think of me as like someone that is just going to be just unconditional love. Like, how much can we enjoy life? Like, energy off the charts, amazing sex. And if you want to experience those things, like, let's experience those things together, because tomorrow's not promised. Let's make an impact on the world. Let's be fulfilled. Let's have fun. And so that's as life has evolved for me. Like, that's what I see. Because I don't see it always as just me going from partner to partner to partner to partner and never having anyone stay in my life for long term. And I have partners that stay in my life for a month, 6 months, a year, more than that. But it's just a matter of, you know, as I evolve, that's becoming more and more and more my desire, to magnetize people that just want to be in my life forever, because we can have a really, really good time. But if they decide to go do something else, or they manifest something different for themselves, awesome. I'm happy for them as well, and I'll enjoy the moments that we do share.
Do you have many male friends that you see in your life?
Say it again.
Do you have many male friends that you see in your life?
Now, no. And here's why. So my closest guy friends are in California, where I grew up, and from really, I have four close friends from college, and then one close friend from high school. Besides that, man, like, the people that I love to spend time with now are, I mean, if you're not fucking me, or if you're not, like, building something with me, like, I only really have two lanes in my life. Like, it's the fun lane, where I'm just having all this, like, these blissful, you know, experiences, these sexual experiences. And then it's the, what am I creating? Like, what am I building, you know, for this planet? How am I making an impact? And if you're not with me on one of those two lanes, like, I just prefer to spend time with those that are. And I've always been, as far as a guy, like, I'm an adventurer, man. I go out today and I might meet somebody today and might spend time with them tomorrow or tonight. Like, I don't know. I like to leave space open for my favorite parts of life. And like what we're talking about in this conversation, these are my favorite parts of life. So it doesn't really leave much space for platonic relationships for me right now. That may change in the future, but it's been that way for me for quite a while. And I'm the guy friend that I'm really enjoyable to have as a guy friend, because we see a group of girls right there. By the time you even notice them, I'm already over there talking to them and introducing all of us to them. Like, that's who I am. I've been walking up and meeting girls since I was 12, 13 in the mall. Like, that's been how I am. So I'm really fun to have as a guy friend, but I just prefer to spend time with, like, my partners are just more fun for me to spend time with. Like, I just have more fun with them. So right now, no.
Yeah, so it's the same for me. I don't have any guy friends who I really see. And anyone I do see is often female for the same reasons you said. It's almost like if you can choose to, you've got 7 days of the week, if you're going to spend 3 days with another human being, who's it going to be with? A guy friend or a female friend? Okay, so what does a guy friend offer versus what does a girlfriend offer? You could say if you like them as people, they give the same banter, the same conversations, the same laughter. So you're speaking to the spirit. But then you also get the sexual side of it. So now if you needed the sexual side and the spirit, you'd have 3 days with your male friend and then 2 days with, say, the sexual friend. That's 5 days. You need more days in the week for yourself than other people. I call it the 4-3 rule. I need 4 days minimum by myself and 3 days max with somebody else, because it takes 4 days for me to recharge and to get my own routine, my own back to what it was before being a part of someone else's energy. So when you look at it like that, I'd always choose a female. But, you know, again, you can't just go out and be like, hey, guy, do you want to be my new guy friend? Because that's just not what happens. It has to be an organic process that happens. Maybe you meet them at tennis or a party or golf or whatever business relationship. That naturally happens. But then there is an agenda. You met on the topic of golf, on the topic of business. You didn't meet as, you know, connection of two individuals, because you would have met them already. And if you've not got friends in the past that you knew through college and school, you're going to have to start again. And often at that point, everyone has found themselves who they are as who they are. And at that point, if you have evolved so much and worked on yourself so much, you're now out of sync with everybody. So you aren't just going to find a bloke who's done all the work, who's confident, he can get any girl, who's got money, because most people aren't that. So now you're out of sync with every bloke. Whereas that, those traits are actually attractive to a female, you know, independent, confident, got money, he's got love, he's good at sex. And they're actually a threat to the male. All those traits are a threat to a male who wants that but can't have it. You can't see something that you naturally want yourself, so you just push it away. At the same time, if they're not that and they see that version of them in you that they can't be, it's hard to be around you. So again, you push them away. Whereas those traits are attractive to a female. So I had the same issue with you, Noel. No male friends, and the women end up fucking off, which is absolutely fine.
For me, bro, it's just, even if I'm out with, so I consider everybody a friend when I'm around you. Like, if I sat next to you in school, like, you were my best friend for that hour that we were in class. Like, I'm cool with everybody. I'll go watch, like, fights at the bar. But even then, like, I position myself so where I could see the girls that are walking by. And if I see someone that I like, I will go speak to them. So I'm always, like, my head is on a swivel. Like, I'm always, like, aware of my surroundings, and I'm always ready to meet whoever the universe brings into my life. Because she could have walked down that street down there, but no, she walked down the street that I was on. So maybe we're meant to meet. Maybe not. I don't know, but we're going to find out right now. And so for me, it's just more interesting to not be restricted by, like, anything. Like, I can meet you, and then I could decide to go with you right now. I don't have to tell these friends that I'm already with, like, oh, sorry, guys, I got to flake on you guys. Like, I don't have to say that, because I'm typically out, you know, by myself if I'm going to watch something. But I'm different than you, brother. Like, I don't have the 4-3 rule. Like, I'll have phases where it's like, fuck, like, I'll be happy for, like, a day where I'm chilling by myself, because there'll be many, 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 many days in a row where I'm not chilling by myself. So, because, yeah, there is only 7 days in the week. And I do like to remind all of us that the universe knows what we can handle in every situation in life. So it'll never be more than that. But I definitely have had times where I'm, like, really grateful for a day by myself, and maybe 2 days in a row by myself. But then there could be a whole nother stretch of, fuck, I don't remember the last time where I've had a day by myself. So, and I'm cool with it because I'm surrounding myself with people that I enjoy spending time with. Like, it's not just for me, just the physical, you know, it's an actual genuine connection. It's like a love connection. I definitely listening to ourselves, knowing how much time we need to spend alone and all that stuff. We're on 20 seconds on this thing. So last time
how are you doing for time?
I'm cool. I love talking about this stuff, man. Like anything conscious sex, right. Is fun for me.
So you've got about like what, 50 minutes left, so we can just do another 15?
Yeah.
All right, rejoin when it ends. Oh, a guest is waiting. No.
That.
Right.
That was really interesting.
So,
go ahead.
No. What were we going to say?
Really interesting. The question you asked me about the guy friends, because I find myself when I tell people this, like that's a very unique way to live. Very unique. And I haven't really met anyone that lives like that. But for me, it's just strictly 7 days in a week. Who do I want to spend my time with? And yeah, man, it's just like sometimes I think about, because for years I've been building businesses that networking is an important part of it. But I keep such a small circle, and it would be actually to my advantage if I had the motive, like you talked about, to go out and like network and have this big group of friends and all that stuff. It would actually be to my advantage in a lot of the businesses that I built over the years. But being true to myself, that's just not what I'm interested in, you know, right now. And I could evolve and that could be different, you know, in the future. But it's been that way for me. The last time that I've had a guy friend, this will sound super extreme, but the last time was in 2016, when I first became single. And the only reason is because I was out by myself and I started talking to two girls that were out, and I couldn't tell which one was interested in me. I kind of thought maybe they might both be. And this guy noticed that I could possibly use some assistance, and just very, very professionally, you know, kind of tapped me and say, hey, could you use like a wingman? Like, and I just appreciated how he did it. And that just showed me that he was, you know, socially mature. And so we started, you know, connecting and going out, you know, for just that reason, just to have someone else that could hunt with me. But that is, I haven't really been going out like that for several years now. Like, I don't really go out to find girls anymore. Like, when I'm out, I just meet people. So when I'm out in the world doing anything. So it's been a while since I've like cultivated a platonic friendship. And it's really just, I joke with people and I say, if there was an eighth day of the week where you were only allowed to hang out with platonic friendships, like I'd have so many amazing platonic friendships. But because there's not that day, then I don't have the time in my life for it right now.
Yeah, so, you know, I do believe that, as you say, everything comes at the perfect timing based on what you're seeking or what you're needing. And, you know, I'm so independent, just doing my own thing, that I don't particularly need people. If people come, then great, I'll enjoy their time and energy with what they have to offer. But it's like a drug. If you've got the effect of crack versus the effect of weed, you're going to go with the best high. So if the best high is a person who you can be intimate with, feeling that intense orgasm, level 9, Kegeling, and having a laugh, versus with your bloke friend having a laugh but not having sex with him, then naturally you're going to choose the crack over weed. That's just a natural thing in life. You know, you will attract the thing that you want the most, or you will want the feeling of the thing that gives you the best feeling. That's just human nature, and that's just how life is. The difference is that people these days, they don't have these massive highs. You know, their partner is as stagnant as their mate. In fact, a lot of guys, they'll go down the pub with their friends, bitch about the wife and how she's nagging him to do this and that, come home to a very unhappy relationship, and he just wants to leave the house. So actually, his friends in this situation are the high versus the partner. Well, that's because he's not with the right partner who's given him exactly what he needs. If his partner was giving him tickles and having sex with him and having a laugh with him. He wouldn't want to be with his guy friends. Trust me, he would rather be at home shagging his partner, having a laugh, than with his guy friends. We all know the story of guys going out for the pool and then they meet a girl. And then every time the guy friend says, hey, let's do something. Oh, I can't, I'm with this girl. That's normally during the 3 week honeymoon period where they're just shagging all the time, you know? So that always wins. And then the friends come back and the pattern starts again. But these days, when you get into like these relationships for long times, you want to be with your friends more than you want to be with your partner, which is the opposite to what happened at the beginning, because you're not getting those things that you should be getting from a partner that you don't get from a friend.
For sure. For sure. No, I get the same exact things from a, because I consider like my partners like friends, like they're like, and then I have a best friend, you know, and like we have the most amazing sex. Like it's just, that's how I live my life. Like you have to be, if you're going to be in my life, like ongoing, like I have to like hanging out with you. Like I have to laugh with you. I have to joke with you. Like it has to be fun. Like if I'm thinking about, if it's just like me having sex with you, like, yeah, I'll do it, but I'll really make sure that we just are spending for a couple of hours. Like it's just this, like we time it to where it's just that. And I really don't have people in my life like that, you know, that often. So, yeah, man, as long as we're getting the fulfillment when it comes to the friendship and the connection and the intimacy, whether it's through, because I meet people that have awesome platonic friendships and, yeah, whether they're getting that in their partners, their intimate partners or not, I don't know. But a lot of times I'll meet people and they have amazing friendships. So as long as you're, you know, experience getting that connection that you want out there, like more power to you. What I will say is make sure that you're giving yourself like the attention as far as caring about your energy the most, like making sure, like make peace your priority, man. Like I say this a lot, but if you make peace your priority, everything in your life will work out the way that you want it to. You're a magnet to manifestation if peace is your priority. And my definition of peace is not needing the things that we want to manifest in our life to happen right now. If I don't need it to happen now, naturally that leaves me peaceful. But if I need it to happen now, then it leaves me anxious, worried, frustrated, upset, you know, feeling lack. So if you just practice that, just be aware of it. And when you notice yourself feeling anything other than peace, just say, ooh, like you just notice yourself, self-awareness, self-honesty. There was years where I had to be like, stop it, Noel. When I was being critical, hard on myself or hard on others, like I would just literally notice it and I'd say, stop it. And then I'd smile. I'd be like, you're ridiculous, Noel. If I start talking shit about someone in my mind, stop it, Noel. Like, you're ridiculous. And just laugh at myself. And then after a period of time, I was doing that less and less and less. And then my new normal became peace. And then what responded was awesome relationships with the people that I wanted. Everything that I wanted in my life started happening as a response to my energy. So don't make it overcomplicated out there. Like if you care about your peace, prioritize that. All the things that you want in your life, health, relationships, financially, will start to manifest for you. But if you don't care about your peace, life's gonna be a roller coaster ride. And that's cool because, you know, we came here for all of it, the highs and the lows. That's a part of being human.
Yeah, a lot of people would choose happiness when you say, what do you want? And that happiness implies you need something else to make you happy. Peace, on the other hand, means that you are happy with nothing. You don't need anything. You are at peace. It's almost like you're dead. There's nothing left. You're gone. There's nothing. You have nothing. You are nothing. Nothing's there anymore. You're at peace. And that really is the end goal, which is just to be so content with nothing that you can have anything and still not care if you have it or not. And to the point of speaking negative, somebody could literally kick my cat, or somebody threw a piece of cheese on my car, on my windscreen, and I had to pick it off. And my mum said, oh, why did somebody do that? And I just continued picking it off and moved on with my day. I didn't say anything hateful about the fucker, you know, like, oh, you can't hope you fucking die or whatever. I just accepted it that in life there's going to be negative obstacles and positive obstacles. I didn't acknowledge it. I know that if you speak negatively or think negatively about anyone for any reason, no matter what they do, hence why the Bible says forgive, even though they might kill somebody, you're only punishing yourself. And I know that me thinking that negative thought is turning all my cells in my body negative for that period of time that I'm thinking negatively, and that will only affect me and attract more negative things. So instantly, never speaking negatively about anybody. If someone's speaking negatively to negatively about somebody to you, acknowledge it, move on. Gotta go, okay, let's continue doing this, playing tennis. The minute somebody speaks negative, you put a pause and you move on. You don't engage, you don't respond, you don't even listen anymore. You certainly don't speak negatively about anybody for any reason, because you're only going to turn yourself negative and attract more negative shit in your life. So that skill, as you say, of just automatically, just someone kicks you in the face, you instantly just let it go. It's a massive skill, you know. Someone's dog shits on your lawn in front of your face, you know, just pick it up, let it go, put a fence around it to stop a dog from going on it, learn from it, don't engage with it.
Let me add something to this. So what you're saying, everything is 100%. We also don't attract things to us that, for instance, I still look in the mirror and consider myself a peaceful gorilla. Like, I do crazy training shit. Like, if somebody came up and slapped me in the face, like, it would be destruction for them. But I don't attract that because my energy is peaceful. So that's not going to come into my life. So, like, imagine you walking up and smacking the shit out of a real life gorilla. Like, what would happen to you? Like, it wouldn't be a smart decision. So that's just not something that has to show up in our life. But if you're walking around being a dick and frustrated and, you know, angry and all that stuff, then yeah, you'll attract some crazy shit like that in your life. So, like, a lot of times my partners will see some of the, like, the training that I do and all that stuff. And I do it for exercise. But it's just fun knowing that if I ever had to use this stuff, which I know that I won't, but if I had to, like, it's there. But it's not going to have to happen because that's not a part of my world. That's not a part of my reality because that's not the energy that I'm living in. So, very interesting. It's like a, it's very, very interesting. Like, I'm grateful, and I'm always grateful that I've always given respect and I've always received respect, and I don't have any drama in my life. And any drama that I do experience, I look at what my vibration has been leading up to that drama, and I take full responsibility for the drama that happened. For instance, a couple days ago, I lost my damn wallet. I've never done this freaking in my life. Like, it literally fell out of my pocket while riding my freaking motorcycle. That's the only thing I can think of. It's just, like, gone. Off the face of the earth. I'm in Mexico. I'm from America. And my credit card that I use the most, my driver's license to be able to drive on the freaking motorcycle was in there. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I'm still, like, observing that because I get curious, like, what's happening. For one, my vibration had been a little bit interesting that day, like a little bit more serious. Like, I noticed that my vibe wasn't exactly kind of teetering on peace and, like, kind of irritated, like, multiple times in the day. So it was what it was. But I also get curious as far as, okay, what is this? What's happening as a result of me losing my wallet? Well, for one, and I'm very grateful for this part of it, my driver's license, Florida driver's license, expires on my birthday this year. And I know myself well. I knew I was not gonna probably fly to Florida, stand in line. It was in my mind. I'm like, this just sounds like a pain in the ass to deal with. I just don't want to deal with it. Like, I don't have plans of being there. And then all of a sudden, I Google search, because of losing my wallet, how to renew my license. And it turns out they just started allowing you to. They literally are shipping me a brand new license without having to go there, and it doesn't expire until 2031. I'm like, this is awesome. I could drive all over the world, and I don't even have to go there to renew it. And I would have never done that. If I would have let it expire, this would not have been possible. I would have been a pain in the ass. And so I don't know what else will come out of it, but it was stressful definitely that night was very stressful. Like, I was stressed. But I went to bed, I released it before I went to sleep. And when I woke up, I started, you know, having solutions show up, like the license and other things. And, you know, hasn't been the end of the world. I'm still living, and I was able to get more cash, and it's all good. But I look at everything as a response to my vibration, and also something that we've already told the universe that we want. Like, I want an easy way to get my license renewed so I can drive around the world. And I didn't expect it to happen that way, by losing my wallet. But however it has to happen, like, the universe hears what we ask for, and it's always going to give us what we ask as long as we allow it to come. So, yeah, man, I was just inspired to share that.
Right, well, I've got many more stuff to say, but we'll save it for next time. Anything you want to promote before we end it?
Yeah, man, I just launched a new social media pages, Conscious Sex and Relationships, on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Conscious Sex and Relationships spelled out. And it's like literally become your favorite partner's favorite partner. This is my gift to the planet. Everything that I know about this area of life, I'm 40 years old and I have a lot of experience when it comes to this. And I'd love to talk about it, as you guys heard on this. We're going to be having retreats around the world and masterminds that you guys can be a part of. So join us and connect with all the free content. I've shared tons of content. I have hundreds of videos that I'm sharing right now. So connect with me there.
Okay, right. We'll end that there, Mr. Noel. Thank you very much for your wisdom. And I'll speak to you back on Insta.
Yes, brother. Appreciate you, brother. Have a good day. Everybody, enjoy your day.
Yes, have a fantastic motherfucking day. All right, ciao.
I have just launched my first course and it's called Take Control. And it's basically the system that I went through when I was 21 and I had my awakening. It's the same system that I've done for my parents and close friends and family members. And it's changed their life. Individual steps that we don't see as much, but when you put it together as part of a life that you have to maintain and manage, it's life-changing. So check out the course. And if you feel inclined to buy it, buy it. I reckon that it will really change your life if you're going through a spiritual awakening, because I once was, and these steps changed my life. So if you go to talkwitholiver.com and you'll see that my course is there, it's called Take Control. If you buy it and go through it, reach out to me on Instagram and socials and let me know how you get on and what you thought of the course.